بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. On speciality of the 28th juz of the Quran Kareem, from the beginning, the first surah of this juz, which was Qad Sami Allah, started of a woman who complained. It had to do with the marriage issue. And then it seemed that her husband had said, like, you out of my life. And he had mentioned certain words to her which would mean that never ever can we get back together. And at that time she went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she complained, and how she complained, and that wording, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي, that verily the sentence of the one who complained has been heard by Allah. The beginning of the surah was to explain, amongst other things, is don't ever take the curse of a woman who has left her own house, and she has landed now in your possession, power. And just because she got no one above her, and woman's nature is, like if you see a lion and a lioness fighting, you will see the lioness is huge. You say to the lion is huge. The lioness got no chance against the lion. And if you want to, you'll tell the lioness that, look at his size. But when that lioness gets angry, she is not bothered of his size. She goes for the lion. And then the lion can do one of two things to her now. Either he can smack her, but if he does that, he'll have no wife tomorrow. Tomorrow he has to go hunt. Or at that moment, the lion has to swallow his pride and he just turns around. If you ever see it, when that lioness goes for the lion, normally it happens when she gives birth and he's not too happy with one, two of the babies. So he sometimes goes to attack them. And then she comes in full force. Now she's so small compared to him, but she goes. So he can easily kill her. But you will never see that lion going for her throat. Because he knows she's the hunter. He normally relaxes in that. He doesn't hunt. She does the hunting, and when she catches the animal, then he comes there, he growls a little, she moves one side and he eats. He understands, if I kill her, tomorrow I have to hunt myself. The lion taught the world a lesson, be a lion. That's what he taught them. That when that lioness goes grrr, raw, then you just turn around and walk. And as you're walking, you smile that at least tomorrow I'll get breakfast. There's no breakfast. Qad Sami Allah. Allah says, indeed Allah heard the complaint of the one who complained. And the end of this juz, the last two surahs again got to do with issues of the house. In between the seer, Allah Tabarakallah in every surah spoke about jihad. In every surah between these two, it started with the issue of the house, it ended with the issue of the house. In between, it only had to do with jihad. As though there was an indication, you want to really be a mujahid, first learn how to behave at home. You want to really be a mujahid, you first learn how to control your anger. Afghanistan showed the world, one person wrote it so nicely. He said they showed the world the difference between a soldier and a mujahid. For the last 20 years they made it terrorists. Whenever they spoke of jihad, the translation of jihad was terrorism. He said they showed the world the difference between a soldier and a mujahid. A soldier, when he gets power, he looks for everyone on who he can take revenge. He takes revenge where he's not supposed to take revenge. They go into houses. إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا. They just destroy, they just go wild. They rape, they take out their anger. Then they find those who punished them once upon a time. He said, you remember what you did with me 10, 15 years ago. Now it's time payback. Where you ever saw a man catching the person who just 5 years ago stripped him naked, and then with that electricity putting it on his body, and then putting things into his body from behind, and then drowning him till the level where he almost, his ruh is coming out, keeping him in the water, keeping him in the water, and last second releasing him, and then torturing him at night, wherever he wants to sleep, then you start banging again. No sleep for days. They went through all of that. Then those people who were responsible for doing it were in their hands. They knew who hurt them in the prisons. They knew which soldiers arrested them. They knew which soldiers. The ambassador of Afghanistan, normally an ambassador can never be arrested. But when 9/11 happened and America's war on terror, what they call, started, then Afghanistan's ambassador to Pakistan, he saw them coming. They mentioned, we need to take you. They published his book. When you read that book, you're not loving it, just reading it makes the heart. Like, how did he survive what he survived? They came and they met him nicely, you the ambassador. One, two of them even cried. One, two of those police officers even cried. Because just yesterday they were best friends. He's the ambassador. They cried. Then he asked them, can I just fetch my Quran? And they never allowed him. And when he was in that car, he said, this pen here, this pen. This pen doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the embassy. Look at him. He said, put this pen back. He was worried at that moment where he knew. He said at that time he never even thought what would happen. He thought like they'll come and they'll question him. Because he had nothing to do with it. He was in Pakistan. And then they took him. And he said at the next station also he waited for a few days. They gave him whatever food he wanted to, but he had to stay in one room. Can't come out of that room. And then when that car came again, he said that person cried. That person crying meant that we're handing you over, although you're my best friend. And then he said when he reached there at the car, and before that they just put that bag on his head, he never knew where he's going now. The car stopped, he just heard the door opening, and then someone said, he's the big one. He just heard banging, banging, people started hitting him. From every side they are hitting him. He's being kicked. And I can't remember exactly the details, but he said a time came after that when that cover of the head came out. It was all dark. And then he saw he got no clothing on. No clothing. And he looked and he saw certain Pakistan soldiers. And all of them are also looking at him and laughing. And so he writes that whatever happened to me happened. The most painful thing to me, but was my Pakistan brothers looked at my naked body. He said, at that moment, at least if they had turned their face away, I would have felt like I'm a mature individual, I'm a hafiz of Quran, my body is naked and they're still looking at me. So that, who was the general at that time? He was giving the interview. The Pakistan general at that time who handed this person over. His son now, who's a very important person in Pakistan, is giving this interview. And he says that me and my father went to this person. And we went to his knees. Said my father held his feet. And he said, I ask you on behalf of the whole of Pakistan, can you please forgive us? He said, we went to them. Because someone asked this, that can you trust Afghanistan? Because Pakistan said, we trust them. We'll try to work with them. So he said, how can you trust these people? One is terrorists. The other is, he said, that y'all just 20 years ago betrayed them. And now y'all said y'all going to work with them, but do you ever think they'll ever trust you? That was the reporter's question. And this person gave this answer. First he mentioned this whole thing. And then he said, we went to his knees and he said, on behalf of Pakistan, can you forgive us? And he said, I forgive all of you. He said, that person who was able to forgive, such a big heart he got, That person can be trusted. And then he said, this is the difference between a mujahid and a soldier. That a mujahid, in 1 second, he can forget 30 years of oppression. 1 second. He can forget it all. 1 second. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Makkah Mukarramah as the conqueror. Someone said, today is the day of revenge. He said, say today is the day of mercy. Salahuddin al-Ayyubi entered Masjid al-Aqsa as the conqueror. Just 90 years ago they entered, it was only bloodshed. He entered as the conqueror. Today is the day of forgiveness. Muhammad al-Fatih entered Istanbul, what we call today Constantinople, at that time was its name. That night he told his soldiers, y'all will walk around Constantinople. Walk around. Salahuddin al-Ayyubi, when he spoke to the people the next night, he said, did you not see my soldiers last night walking around? He said, they walked around the city because I told them, I want to make sure not a single Christian is touched. He said, my soldiers were put at your protection. No way in the history of wars do you conquer a land and you tell your police and your soldiers, make sure the enemy are not harmed. Only miracle of Islam, the difference between a mujahid and a soldier. Between jihad, in between is jihad, jihad, jihad. On the two sides were given the story of marriage. How to behave with your wife. The one who cannot behave and control himself in his house, he could be a soldier perhaps. He said, I know how to shoot my gun. And that is why some of those soldiers and some of the police finally take that gun and they kill their own wives. And one is a mujahid. A mujahid is he who learned first how to control his own temper. From young we would hear Ali radiallahu anh got that person on the ground. Just before killing him, he spits in the face of Ali radiallahu anh. Ali radiallahu anh leaves him. Later on he will ask that you had the chance to kill me so easily. He said, my entire fight is for Allah. But when you spat in my face, anger came in me. That's why I pulled back. Had I killed you at that moment, I would have killed you because how dare you spit in my face? He said, we do not kill for things like that. The difference between a soldier and a mujahid. You want to be a mujahid of the world. May Allah make us all. You'll have to learn how to control yourself at home. But there will still be certain times after that, that you tried hard and you wanted it to work. And the mashara was good, the istikhara was good, and it still doesn't click. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent the proposal for Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha, his cousin. She thought that he wants to marry. She became so excited. His brother came to say to her, good news. Normally when your hopes are taken very high, and then when the news came that no, not for the Nabi of Allah, for his adopted son. The adopted son was Hazrat Zayd bin Harisa radiallahu anh. He was the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he was not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when her hopes went that the Nabi of Allah is going to marry me, and then she got the news that no, his adopted son, naturally you will feel like, verses came of Quran, it is not right for the believing men and women after the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes a decision to even think of anything else. She said, I submit. She entered the marriage. Who told must marry Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Indication came from Almighty Allah. There could have been no better istikhara than this. No better mashwara than this. And from the beginning they just could not click. Zayd radiallahu anhu came so many times to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell him, make sabr with her, make sabr with her. Was there anything wrong with her? There couldn't be, because after he divorced her, Allah made her nikah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When her iddat finished, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked into her house. She went immediately for the veil. He said, do not worry of going into a veil, for your nikah has already been made to me in the heavens. She would later on say, all the other wives, the nikah took place on earth, mine took place in the heavens. There couldn't be anything wrong with her. And there couldn't be anything wrong with Zayd radiallahu anhu. So great he was that his name is mentioned in Quran. He is the only sahabi whose name is mentioned. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا وَطَرًا. So she was unique, he was unique, Zainab was unique, Zayd was unique. Both their names were ZZ. You say even their name had the same alphabet. They were meant to be, they were not meant to be. So then someone will say, but how could this happen? Unique Quran is, unique Islam is, that even talaq is regarded as natural sometimes. Had talaq not been something that can take place, there would not be a surah in Quran called Surah At-Talaq. There would not have been verses in Quran regarding talaq. Talaq in itself is not the end of the world. But the manner we give talaq makes it the end of the world. There will be certain times we don't click. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, Iza Talaqtumun Nisa, O Nabi, meaning even if the time came that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to divorce, and once he did divorce his wife, Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam came to say, Almighty Allah said, take her back. Almighty Allah said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took. He said, if you have to divorce, فَطَلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِنَّ. Number one, when you're going to divorce, there's a time you will divorce a woman when she has just become pure from her previous bleeding. In that purity is the time to give her a divorce. That's her time. It will be a time where you're not like fed up with her. You're supposed to have at that moment some inclination to her. You got enough time to think, do I want to divorce her or not? It's not a spur of the moment. Get out of my house forever. That type of divorce Islam never spoke about. Islam spoke about the divorce of a mujahid. That you are a person who learned how to control yourself. But if the marriage is not working, then you think about it properly. Now when the time comes, you already waited. She passed her period. She enters into her purity. فَطَلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِنَّ. Now you will give her one talaq. Now you will give her. And if you say, I want to give two, then it will be said, no problem, but give the second one after the next purity comes. Don't make decisions now. One is enough. And now let her start her iddat. وَأَحْسُ الْعِدَّةِ. And now start counting. The iddat of that woman is going to be a while. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ. Fear Allah. لَا تُخْرِجُوهُنَّ مِنْ بُيُوتِهِنَّ. You divorced her now. It is called talaq raj'i. A talaq that if you want to take her back during her iddat, you can just say, my wife, I'm sorry. You can just hold her and she's yours again. Because Islam did not want that man and woman must just separate. For which reason Almighty Allah only gave man the chance to give talaq. He never gave woman. In the world today they're calling freedom of rights. And they say men and women must be equal. And they're saying the court must give woman the same right like men. If we could tell that judge that are you married? And if he says yes, we'll tell him if your wife had the chance to give talaq, you'll be divorced long time. If you give a woman the chance to divorce, she'll shoot you 100 divorces. Allah said, not even one chance. But he gave the man the chance to say, you're not a woman. A woman would have just get angry, get out of my life. And tomorrow she will cry. A man can't, he's a mujahid. He has learned how to control his anger. Now if the time for divorce comes, he gives one. And then he will keep her in the house. لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن. You will not take her out of her house. ولا يخرجن. She also got no permission. She said, I'm going to my mother's house. You will say, the command of Allah is you will stay here. And what about me? I'll also stay here. How hard that is. Normally at that time he'll say, I'm going 40 days Jamaat. I can't stay, I hate her. He'll be told, this is not the time 40 days, you stay here. He'll say, why? We want you to stay to see, do you really hate her so much? Do you really hate her? If you hate her so much, for the next couple of weeks you will walk past each other and you won't want to look at her, then it means you're supposed to be divorced, it's better. But as days will pass, days will pass, days will pass, and then you're a little bit hungry, and then you say, can you warm that pizza for me? And she just keeps quiet and she warms it and she puts it on the... Then while you're eating, it will say, Jazakallah. She goes away. But something started now. Then after a while, you'll see chicken curry in front. Then again, you'll say, Jazakallah. As the days go, you start thinking, do I really want to go buy Nando's chicken every day? And then you'll say, you know what? I don't think we want to separate. Unique Quran is, unique the command of Islam is, you will stay in that house. You cannot take her out, neither can she just leave. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ These are the limits Allah put. وَمَن يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ If you break these limits, you have only oppressed yourself. Meaning if you say, get out. You gave a talaq when the time was not right. You gave a talaq and said, get out of the house. She went out of the house. You went out of the house. In the ending, you will one day be crying. فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَ Those people who told that girl, I don't need you in my life. He only said that because he never knew what life is without a wife. After that, when he started staying alone, he realized that the house doesn't stay clean, it's cleaned. So he comes home at night and he's noticing dust coming. He never knew dust exists because one wife was cleaning it. He said, it's so easy, they sell food all in the shops, but he never knew after you buy food and you eat food, you have to clean plates. He never knew that. So in the beginning, he started buying throwaway plates. But he never knew someone has to throw away the dirt also. Now you enter that house, the dustbin is full. You open that fridge, you will see one, two cockroaches running in the back. Then you understand that this man only now found out. A house is a house when there's a wife. If there's no wife, you rather go in Jamaat for life. Don't ever think of staying. And if there's no wife, please don't ever invite me to your house. If there's no wife, please. Because I know when I enter that house, I understand there's no wife in this house. The next day I suffer with sinus so much. Because no one vacuumed that house. Then you go back and you tell your wife, Jazakallah for vacuuming when I never saw you vacuuming. وَمَن يَتَعَدَّ Beautiful Quran is, you don't listen to Allah, you have oppressed yourself. You yourself will cry after that. Talaq itself was not the worst. It was not the end of the world. But when you want to give talaq, then again ask Allah, how must I do it? Almighty Allah, such a Islam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ Even when you slaughter your animal. You remember Qurbani time when the Mawlana will explain that this is the method to slaughter. The animal must not see the knife too long. You must not slaughter one in front of the other. When the Western media tries to show that Afghanistan, Taliban, they butchers, they are evil, they're going to, I don't know what the word they want to use against the women of Afghanistan. They're not going to allow them their rights, they're going to oppress them. We would like to say to them, if you study the Islam, you will see we're not allowed to oppress an animal who is slaughtering also. Even the animal who is slaughtering, we are told, put up the parda. That animal must get slaughtered there, the other one mustn't even know about it. We are told, honor the animal. A religion that ordered us to even sharpen the knife, not when the animal is in front. Sharpen the knife so that it's a quick cut, so the animal feels no pain. A religion that ordered you cannot harm the animal. Where that religion would ever allow you to harm a woman? This is that Islam that said, قَدْ سَمِيَ اللَّهِ Allah heard the complaint of the woman. Only someone could tell the media, they think what you're talking. Go in a Muslim world, and you will see how a man is so scared to scream at his wife, he knows that Allah is listening. Do you think this Mujahid group now are going to oppress those women? The difference between a soldier and a Mujahid. But if the man does not obey Allah, then he has only oppressed himself. La tadri la allallah yuhdithu ba'da dhalika amra. You stay in the house. The iddat will be over in a few months. You stay in the house. Let her stay in the house. And the law is even given, she must dress up. She must move around in the house normal. You must see, really, don't you want her? Allah says, what do you know? Perhaps Allah will make something happen. لَعَلَّ اللَّهُ يُحْدِثُ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ أَمْرًا. You obey Allah in divorce also, you will see happiness after. Either the two parties will come together, or as the days will go, two mature people will talk. And he will say that, you know, I don't think we're going to manage to live like. There isn't anything between us. But for the sake of our children, now that we separate, let's separate in a manner that my son, my daughter, your son, your daughter, they don't have to suffer our talaq. All that discussion will take place in the house. Now when the divorce takes place, they won't be, your father is the worst in the world. And he comes this side, your mother is the worst in the world. Then that poor boy goes to madrasa. In madrasa, the Maulana tells him, your parents are the best in the world. He got shocked. Then he says, Maulana, can parents lie? Maulana says, no way. Then he says, my daddy says, mommy is the worst. Mommy says, daddy is the worst. You telling me they both the best? The poor child will say, I'm confused. Who destroyed the child? Was it talaq? It was the manner they gave the talaq. Had it been done in a unique manner, either they would join together again, or they would separate in a wonderful manner. A talaq, which is done according to Islamic principle, even that boy respects his father after that. That my father, you the mujahid of the era. That even when you gave talaq, how you gave it to my mother. And he says, oh my mother, you are the woman of the world. But she'll tell her child that it's not your fault, it's not your father's fault. It's just that two people couldn't get together. Everyone was not meant to get together. Then that father or the mother, the child will ask, so then why did Allah get you all married? Why did Allah get you all married? And both the mother and the father can answer, oh my child, if Allah never got us married, you wouldn't be here. Allah got us married for you. That perhaps such a great boy or girl has to be made one day. That for that child, Allah wanted me and your father to spend time together. When Zayd radiallahu anha divorced Zainab radiallahu anha, Zayd radiallahu anha divorced Zainab radiallahu anha, both of them wondered, what was the need for Allah making us get married and then divorcing? As soon as the divorce took place, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his nikah was made with her. He now had to marry the wife of his adopted son. There was a custom till that time amongst the Arabs. An adopted son is the same like a son. His name at that moment was Zayd, the son of Muhammad. You take the name of your adopted father. They would inherit from the adopted father. And like how you, if you marry, this is your daughter-in-law. The father-in-law must never marry the daughter-in-law. Allah wanted to show the laws of Islam that an adopted son is not a son. He is an adopted. If you pass away, he will not inherit from you. You can make a wasiyat bequest for him. If he has married a woman that's not your daughter-in-law, but to break custom, especially when you break custom, these old aunties, you'll always in every town you get these old aunties, they can't even see far. But they, when they hear, they say, what did he do? And they all start talking. You see, you saw that nikah they made. What kind of nikah that is? Aunties talk, they talk like Jibreel Islam came to them in the past. Old aunties. And some of them are like, so like, in that time there was no Darul Ulooms in South Africa, so no one knew what Quran meant. So at that time the aunties would shoot, they would say, Allah Pak says you can't do this. Now you ask them, but where he says it? Now they just joke like. They're very like stern. Old aunties. To break custom. To just say to the Arabs at that time that a adopted son is not a son was not going to have the effect of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam marrying Zainab radiallahu anha. When he married her, the talk was everywhere amongst the Arabs. Did he marry his daughter-in-law? And then it came out that the whole purpose of Allah getting the two of them was to make a law of Islam apparent in the world. And then verses of Quran came to say, this is not. That after this, you will not even call him Zayd bin Muhammad. He must be called to his father's name, Zayd bin Haritha. For Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu, it was so hard. One is the divorce was hard. One was that now I'll never ever be called Zayd the son of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will be called Zayd bin Haritha, back to his father. But he made sabr on that. Ulama mentioned Allah appreciated his sabr so much. So much his sabr was appreciated that he was given the honor of his name being mentioned in Quran. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ When Zayd has now completed his time with her, then now you will marry her. So sometimes there's a purpose of a talaq. Two parties wonder, what was the purpose? We go in that family, we say, you see this child that came out. Had these two not got together, this child would never have come. But if the mother and the father can say, oh my child, Allah wanted us to get together so you could be born. Immediately that child will not feel bad that I'm the product of a divorced family. He will grow up in maturity that something is in me. That for me to come in the world, Allah made my parents get together for that 5 years. There must be something in me to make it worth it and the child will go front. But if talaq is given like an animal, talaq is given in anger, then husband and wife will never see each other. And when this husband goes to get married again, then he must know that that new family is going to phone the own family. And they're going to ask, how's he? You think that old family will say, good boy, good boy. They'll have that whole FBI file taken out. He won't find a girl and she won't find a boy. But if you can be a mujahid at the time of talaq, then even if the girl goes somewhere else, they'll phone the boy. He says, there's nothing wrong with her. It's just we couldn't click. The boy goes somewhere else, the girl herself will phone. Islam has taken it to such a unique level that it can create such love that when this man is getting married, that woman will phone this wife. This old wife will say that there wasn't anything wrong with him. He's a good person. How he maintained me after that in the talaq. Even after the iddat, he still continues sending money. And when the nikah takes place and they're inviting people, that woman might even invite this one. Will you ever see in the world this one going for her ex's nikah? But if talaq is given in the right manner, so much of love. Why did people think talaq creates hatred? It's when talaq is not done how it's supposed to be done. Jihad is unique. War is different. When jihad is made, it is made so clear. This war of Afghanistan showed the world what is jihad. They looked for that blood. They looked for the scenes where they were just shooting people. They looked for the scenes of revenge. They looked for the scenes of raping and torturing. And then the news just had to keep shut. They said, no, everyone just let their weapons down. No war. Jihad. When jihad took place, there was nothing. There was no bloodshed. There was no oppression. There was no torture. War is different. Talaq, Islami talaq is different. Divorce is different. You divorce like an animal, you give talaq like a mujahid, like a believer. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala then says, فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ The iddat will come to an end. Now you make your decision. فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ Either in a beautiful manner, now you keep her. During that 3 months, you said to her, you know what, I can't manage without you. I want a wife. I'm sleeping next door room, you this room. That is why we tell people, when you fight with your wife, be a lion. So a lot of people think be a lion means be brave or show your shan. I'm the lion. Be a lion means understand you need the lioness. So instead of asking her to say maaf, she is not going to make maaf. Women are such, it's not in their vocabulary to say I'm sorry. And if she has to say, I'm sorry. That's like the child in the school. You tell him, go tell your teacher sorry. So you go up, okay, I'm sorry. The teacher just has to smile and say, Jazakallah. You will have to smile and say, Jazakallah. But the next day when she makes breakfast, that breakfast means, I am sorry, otherwise I would have spitted in your tea. She'll spit in the tea. That means she's sorry. You'll have to learn her tongue. You have to be the lion to go say, I'm sorry. And it will not harm. If the man is ready to break his pride and become a lion, his house will get a lot of lion cubs. He will have the mujahids of the era. فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ Now you keep them in a wonderful manner. أَوْ فَارِقُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ But if you found in that 3 months that you're just not clicking, then in a wonderful manner separate. وَشْهِدُوا ذَوَيْ عَدْلٍ مِّنْكُمْ You can even bring two people in as witnesses. Either that I'm keeping her or that we tried but we have to separate. Look at Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكُمْ يُعَذُ بِهِ He says, Allah is giving advice. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ To the one who believes in Allah and the last day. This is like when you're saying to the person that my advice is to all of y'all, but I can see some are stubborn. So my advice is to the group who wants to listen to me. This verse that Allah is giving advice to the one who believes in Allah and knows there's a day of Qiyamah. He will, as for the other, he will be like an animal. He will say, my life, I can do what I want. Don't you dare tell me how to divorce her. He will say, forget one divorce, forget two divorce, forget three, I've divorced her 100 times. There's no bullets left in that gun. But after 1 week, he still comes back and he says, Moana, how you, you know, this happened, but you know what? She got children. Where the children are going to go? I'm sure you can make a plan. Come on, Moana. Hey, you know what? We can go for Umrah together also. Make a plan. He's also going to cry. Before crying, Quran said, think about that you have to stand in front of Allah. You got a day of Qiyamah. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهُ Whoever fears Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا Allah will open up his path. Allah will open up her path. She's told your husband divorced you, but stay in the house. Don't go. In talaq raj'i, she said, I want to go to my mother's house. The mother phones immediately. We say, we're coming to fetch you. The husband, when he reaches the house, he says, they're all gone. There's no fridge left also. No fridge. How they took it away? We're coming to take you. He says, no, you stay where you are. The in-laws are told, you stay out of it for a while. He gave her one divorce. It's talaq raj'i. She must stay in the house. He must stay in the house. You stay out of it. That girl is told, fear Allah. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا Allah says, I'll open your way. Either your husband will take you back, or if he divorces you, meaning he lets the iddat pass and he doesn't take you, your way will open up. You will find happiness somewhere else. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ Your sustenance will come to you from places you can never imagine. The husband is told, you stay in the house and you keep her in the house. Break your pride. The command of Allah is most important. The wife is told, you break your pride. The command of Allah is most important. Her parents are told, you break your pride. The command of Allah is most important. And then Allah told all of them, listen to me and I'll make all of you all happy. I will open up your roads. I will give you sustenance from places you can never imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ Trust Allah. فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ You will find Allah to be more than sufficient for you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِي Allah is the one who makes whatever he wants to reach its fulfillment. The end of the surah, Allah says, look at the whole world, how it's running. How everything it's giving, it's produced. That Allah, you don't trust in this one instance. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهَ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا Allah says, for everything, Allah made a method, a way, a time. You give yourself time, let the iddat pass, and things will take place. Don't be too hasty. Don't jump so much. A person comes, says, I want to divorce her. You tell him one divorce giver. He says, no, if I divorce her one time, then I'll take her back. What a stupid sentence, Nick. That if you don't like her, you won't take her back. And if you like her, then you're going to cry tomorrow, I can't take her back. Give her one. And then wait for everything Allah has made. There's a waiting period. And you allow the waiting period to come. Pull the child out of the mother's womb before that 9 months. You say, I'm very excited. I'm waiting for my baby. Say, doctor, do something. Already 6 months, I'm irritated. He says, hold on. For everything, there's a time. When 9 months will come, a full child will come. 6 months, I can pull out the child and you will cry the rest of your life. There's an iddat for that woman. Hold on, let it pass. You want to make things happen fast, you will cry the rest of your life. Take your time. A beautiful surah, beautiful lessons. It is not only in talaq that we apply this, but in our normal life. There will be times when we're very excited, or there will be times when we're very angry. At that time, the command of Allah is, take it easy. Stay in the hudud, the barriers Allah has kept. Learn how to talk. Learn how to sort out matters. Become mature and remain mature. While angry, don't make any decisions. And then whatever the decision will be made, even if it's not the best of decisions, it will give very good results. But behave like an animal. Sudden instinct. Do what you want. Almighty Allah said, that man, he has oppressed himself. Nobody else. He will be the one crying. She will be the one crying. What a beautiful surah. The name Talaq sounded so scary. The lesson of the surah was so unique. That a religion that taught me that if ever talaq had to take place, how beautiful talaq can be. What a religion. Imagine how beautiful nikah can be. That if talaq can create so much love, then if nikah is made and done how Allah wants to, you know what the love in that marriage will be. Jannah on earth will be created if the command of Allah becomes the most important in my life, in your life, in her life, in my parents' life, in her parents' life. Allah's command is the most important. May Allah grant me and all of us tawfiq. May Allah let talaq not come. Let us not have to see divorce. We don't need to see happiness through divorce. We want to see it in nikah. But what a lesson that even in divorce, if it can keep everyone smiling, then how can nikah not keep the person smiling? The thing is, if there's no happiness in my nikah, it means I'm not the mujahid of the house. It means I'm not the mujahid. When the Taliban went to this one last valley to conquer called Panjshir, they said the unconquered valley. That's how the news made it. No one has ever conquered it. Taliban never conquered it in the last rule. Russia never conquered it. And India was like jumping for joy that they'll never conquer this till Qiyamah. And then after 2 weeks or something, then India went quiet like it never existed, this town. They just entered. And there was one, two battles, and they only found weapons and weapons and weapons. They said so much of weapons, which made them understand that in the last few months, someone was sending weapons. That someone was the same shaitan, America. They filled that valley with weapons. And they found that there are weapons everywhere else in Afghanistan. These are not Russian old weapons. These are new American weapons. Why they were filling it? Because they said when we will come out, we will let the Afghans start fighting amongst themselves for another 30 years. So much of weapons they brought in that valley. So they conquered the valley, they found those weapons, they said, this is like the biggest booty we have ever found in our life. But those fighters who were fighting against them, and many Taliban would have passed away in that final battle. Those fighters ran to the mountains. They sent a message to all of them in the mountains that even though we warned you all before entering the valley, that let's join together. We warned you all that if we enter, you're going to die. He said, now we entered. Again, we're telling you, we forgive you. Come down. They sent a message. Those people came down. When they came down, you could have easily said, now get lost. But where they must go? 5,000 Afghani, whatever you call it, like rupees. 5,000 Afghani rupees. At a time where there was no money for them. Each of those soldiers who were in the mountains, they gave each one 5,000 Afghani rupees. They said, take this. And then they arranged transport for him. And they said, go home. That's a mujahid. Go home. That even when the time of separation comes, you put some money in their hands also. And then later on they sent a message, whoever was part of the old government's army, now we want you all to come and join the army. Come back. Your job is open. Who will ever do like this? A mujahid will do this. A mujahid. If a man has to divorce a woman, we say to him, there's a lot of widows in the world to look after. But amongst those widows or those divorced women, one is your own divorced woman. Everyone else is giving charity to that woman who's in Syria and the woman who's in Iraq. But you, uncle, you give charity to this auntie. Because for the last 20 years, she was your wife. So you send money to her. And you say, this is my lillah. One man came to me and he said that I'm very interested. There's a certain auntie in this town. And you know, she got no husband. So I want to help her. So I said, how? So he said that, you know, this, like, she got no husband. And then like food. I said, so good, mashallah. And like, you know, security. I said, mashallah. So then I said, so how are you going to do it? He said, no, I was thinking of marrying her. I said, there is another way you can do it, that you go to Checkers, and every month you buy 3 packets, and then you tell your wife, you know, there's one poor auntie there, take 3 packets and leave it. Go have tea with her, give her 3 packets, say, my husband sent. She'll also make dua for you. She'll get her 3 packets of Checkers packets. And then you put up an alarm system for her. So then he said, yeah, but it's not only food, you know. Woman also got desire. I said, how you know she got desire? How you know? I said, this is not Afghanistan. This is not Afghanistan. This is South Africa. I said, you look after your wife and send the Checkers packets. There's ways. You divorce a woman. That woman needs someone to look after. You want some other man to look after. She lived with you 20 years. So you say that my charity will be in that. Beautiful Islam is, even when we separate, we'll keep you happy. Imagine when they are together, why can't there be happiness? Allah Tabarakala grant us all happiness in our marriages. Allah teach us this tariq that we are the mujahid of this world, but a mujahid is not a soldier. A mujahid is a mujahid. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.